Chairperson, Excellencies, Distinguished Representative, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin to acknowledge the government and people of Italy for their support and hospitality. And I would like also to join the others by extending my gratitude to Dr. Jacques Diouf, Director General of FAO, for his initiative in conveying this high-level conference to address the current rise in food prices and the impact on climate change as it affects agricultural productivity on global scene. On the same note, Solomon Islands government and its population appreciate support provided through various UN agencies, including FAO, for the support rendered through technical and financial support in addressing food security issues as well as impact on climate change as experienced throughout the world. Today, countries are not only faced with rising food prices, but also the impact which climate affects the environment and other related issues. The recent World Food Summit held in Rome highlighted the challenges of climate change and bioenergy. However, today's summit highlights how to feed the world in 2050. As the Minister responsible for agriculture development in Solomon Islands, I have deep and sincere hope that the summit agreed upon issues to be addressed before the next World Food Summit and hope that issues are action-oriented in nature. Solomon Island government, as a member of United Nations, including FAO and UN agencies, also faced with consequences of growing food prices. My country is affected even more than the majority of other countries in terms of prices of food on the rise, as well as other related issues such as the biofuel and climate change, which added to the list of consequences facing the mankind. As all of you gathering here are aware, the fundamental of food supply balance of food are gradually becoming more and more unstable. Cultivable land barely increases anywhere in the world. Increased population upon rather constant landmass resulted to uncontrolled human activities. The climate change continues to develop. The conversion of food for energy use is increasing. Nevertheless, the population is continuing its growth. It is estimated that over 100 million people are at risk of hunger as a result of threat, and find ourselves confronting the possibilities that our effort thus far to achieve the Millennium Development Goal may be hindered. It is understood that climate change conference to be held in Copenhagen will also address these challenges and the practical solutions both for developed and underdeveloped countries' commitment in relation to food security. Climate uncertainties may result to increased infestation of insects and diseases and subsequently put smaller nations vulnerable to food and nutrition insecurity. This will further lead to high food prices, and smaller nations being price takers will face significant impact on the economy, and hence a difficult challenge for smaller nations will have to bear. Let us be reminded of the fact that hungry population are angry population. In that scenario, it will no doubt put to risk local, regional, and international security, and may also cause an unstable political government. The question is, what should we do in the light of these situations? In brief, it is time for us to share a common recognition of the gravity of the situation, analyze its cause, and undertake a comprehensive and coherent measures ranging from emerging responses to medium and long-term efforts. We must act based on collective wisdom and insights. In this regard, we must extend the hand of assistance to people who are at the very moment suffering from food insecurity or hunger. The series of global crises which has affected our nations, the financial crisis, the energy crisis, the food crisis, the effect of population pressure upon constant landmass, and climate crisis have shown the red light flashing, and it is a clear message to us all to take action now, because it is an indication of rough roads ahead. The small island nations need development, economic and policy tools to boost agricultural productivity and investment in agriculture must be increased for the majority of the country, as healthy agriculture sector is essential for overcoming hunger and poverty, and it is prerequisite for overall economic growth. The gravity of the current food crisis is the result of less investment in agriculture sector. Agriculture provides the livelihood of more than 80% of the population and therefore requires helping hand from the developed nation. Thank you for your support in the past. However, your continued support is called for at this critical moment in history. Let us face the truth boldly and critically, tend to the renewal of the global economy on the basis of equality and solidarity, in harmony with the principle of mutual appreciation and social sensitivity, and readiness to renounce all illusives of the obviously discredited market dogmas. Let us have the courage to admit the failure of expectation that our system will by itself bring, sooner or later, a better tomorrow for all, and that the problem occurring in its functioning are merely accidental. I therefore recommend to this high-level food summit to mark the beginning of the serious and concerted effort to find solutions to the challenges of the global crisis and, more importantly, the food crisis. I further urge developed countries to assist so-called least developed countries to develop agriculture sector through investment in agriculture. We all agree that the fact that investment in agriculture is paramount important, but we must also devise the applicable and comprehensive approaches or mechanism based on local environment, because past undertaking in agriculture has records and histories. Excellencies and distinguished guests, we can stand here making eloquent speeches. We can stand here making sweet promises and creating assurance and rising hopes and ambitions. But at the end of the day, it is how much we implement our activities successfully and how much we share and how much we work together as global family addressing a common cause for all mankind need of help that count the most. Thank you, Excellencies, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, for your attention.